Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Corrections by Jonathan Franzen. Read by George Guidel.
St. Jude. The madness of an autumn prairie cold front coming through. You could feel it. Something terrible was going to happen. The sun low in the sky, a minor light, a cooling star. Gust after gust of disorder. Trees restless, temperatures falling, the whole northern religion of things coming to an end. No children in the yards here, shadows lengthened on yellowing zoysia. Red oaks and pin oaks and swamp white oaks rained acorns on houses with no mortgage. Storm windows shuddered in the empty bedrooms. And the drone and hiccup of a clothes dryer, the nasal contention of a leaf blower, the ripening of local apples in a paper bag, the smell of the gasoline with which Alfred Lambert had cleaned the paintbrush from his morning painting of the wicker love seat. 3 in the afternoon was a time of danger in these gerontocratic suburbs of St. Jude. Alfred had awakened in the great blue chair in which he'd been sleeping since lunch. He'd had his nap, and there would be no local news until 5 o'clock. 2 empty hours were a sinus in which infections bred. He struggled to his feet and stood by the ping-pong table, listening in vain for Enid. Ringing throughout the house was an alarm bell that no one but Alfred and Enid could hear directly. It was the alarm bell of anxiety. It was like one of those big cast-iron dishes with an electric clapper that sends schoolchildren into the street in fire drills. By now it had been ringing for so many hours that the Lamberts no longer heard the message of bell ringing, but, as with any sound that continues for so long that you have the leisure to learn its component sounds, as with any word you stare at until it resolves itself into a string of dead letters, instead heard a clapper rapidly striking a metallic resonator. Not a pure tone, but a granular sequence of percussions with a keening overlay of overtones. Ringing for so many days that it simply blended into the background, except at certain early morning hours, when one or the other of them awoke in a sweat and realized that a bell had been ringing in their heads for as long as they could remember. Ringing for so many months that the sound had given way to a kind of meta-sound whose rise and fall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?